Well, almost a month ago, it's been, I believe, I taught at the beginning of June, or no, actually, last time I taught was the 31st of May, and then we've been gone, you know, special speaker, and so you may not remember, we were looking at the armor of God. You can find it on the church's website. Well, this is the armor of God number 2. Okay, and I will go over a little bit, coming back to what we looked at that time. So I'd have you turn to Ephesians chapter 6. And again, I want you to understand, although you don't understand it most of the time, you don't think about it in your choices, your reactions, or your responses. You are in a battle every day, every hour, every minute, every moment you're breathing. Okay? In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against who? Every time I read that, all I can think of, from God's side, not from my side, but from God's side, the devil, in comparison to God, is like Wile E. Coyote. He makes all these plans and it blows up in his face, right? But I'm not God. Okay, and neither are you. And we don't realize so many times, we think that the battle has to do with other people, with what's been done to us or said to us or what we've said or some action that we've got pulled in on to someone that happened to someone we loved. And we lose sight of the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of. No strongholds get developed in your past life. And I don't mean a life prior to this. I mean up until this moment, how you lived and what happened to you before you got saved has an effect on you. How you've lived and how you've acted and what's affected you since you got saved affects how you view that battle. How much you've grown in the Lord, how much time you spend in your Bible, how much time you spend on your knees affects how you are in that battle. And there's some days I feel totally defenseless. You ever been there? You lose sight of that, but I want you to understand the battle is not against other people. Do they get pulled into it? Yes. Can a saved person be used of the devil to bring bad influence into another believer's life? You better believe it. If you take your eyes off the Lord, if you don't make your decisions based on what God said is right and how to do it, you're going to have problems. We all are going to have problems. So it tells us there, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness, high places, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. And then it gave you the foundation. If you remember, I talked about you can grab the sword of the Spirit, but if you have not girt your loins about with truth, you are going to fail. You are going to fall. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said to those Jews that were following him, if you continue in my word, John chapter 8, if you continue in my word, ye shall be my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know what the problem we have? There's the truth. There's the absolute truth of what God says. There's the absolute truth of a circumstance, and then there's the truth is how we see it through our eyes of that circumstance. You know, the police, when they're trying to investigate a scene, they interview a lot of different people. You know what they find out? No two people saw it exactly the same. Someone sees a different detail in someone else. Someone, they interpret what they see through what is going on in their lives. And so you have so many different things that come with that. And you need to understand, we need to find out what is true. Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 8. Be careful. Don't be full of care. What do we get caught in? We get anxious. We get afraid. We get... How many of you know what the word we have trepidations means? You're hesitating, okay? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications. How many of you know what supplications are? That's when you can talk to God. You lay out your case before Him, and you're asking Him to help you understand. You're saying, God, I believe this should happen because of this reason. Don't ever let your supplications, you have a right to ask, or I should say you have the privilege, no one has the right to question God on anything. But God gives you the privilege to ask Him to help you understand. You do not have the right to falsely accuse God. And there's the difference. You know, you can say, why God is this happening? And then you can say, why God did you kill my child? God didn't kill your child. God is life, okay? But there's things happening. So your supplications you bring before Him as you're laying out your case and saying, Lord, help me to understand. And I tell you all the time, what is the rule? God is always good, and God is always right. I just don't always. So then no matter what's taking place, I've got to go back to the rule, God is always good and God is always right. So the first piece of armor, you know, if you were looking at, you know, it's like a picture of a Roman soldier and he's putting on his armor, you know, and Pastor Kenny's got the sword and he's got the shield and he's got the helmet. He's getting the different things. It doesn't start off with you putting on your shoes. Doesn't start off with you putting on the breastplate of righteousness. It doesn't start off with the helmet of salvation. It starts off with the truth. Because God is true. It says, let God be true and every man a liar. And the devil is the father of lies. And I've told you before, the best lie that can be told that will ensnare somebody is one that's 99% true and 1% false. Satan appears as an angel of light and his ministers as ministers of righteousness. If you have a minister and he doesn't point you back to God's word, scripture with scripture with scripture, be very careful. The Apostle Paul said, be ye followers of me as I am of Christ. There's a greater accountability. Unto much is given, much is required. Okay? Everybody in this room has somebody who follows them. Everybody. Someone's looking to you. You have a responsibility to put on, to gird your loins about with truth. And we spent a lot of time on that. I didn't get very far in the lesson. I'm not going to re-teach that lesson. But it says, your loins gird about with truth. That has to be the foundation. Just as Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, He's the foundation. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be. So the truth has to be the foundation. If you build it on false things, it's like the wise man built his house upon the rock, and the storms came, but the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the storm came, and what happened to his house? If the foundation is bad, the structure doesn't have strength. So you with me on that part? Okay, so this morning as we continue on that, before we go to the next piece, you know, it's like You shall know the truth, the truth shall make you free. We are to be truth tellers. We're admonished in this in many different places. You look at, let me see here. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. In my Bible, I made a note alongside of it. I have wide margins, and in this passage is the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is teaching the church at Ephesus. Next to verse 25, I've got written the girdle of truth. In verse 28, I've got written the breastplate of righteousness. In verses 29 and 30, I've got written feet shod with the gospel of peace. Verse 25 says, wherefore, because you're putting off the old man, okay? Verse 22 says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the former manner of life, the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and you put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and what? True holiness. And then verse 25 says, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. We're to speak truth. Told you, it's part of our old sinful nature to be liars. The Bible says all men are liars. If you tell me you've never lied, you just lied again. If that offends you, I don't care. God wrote it. He loves you. Only the truth makes free. If I'm not careful, if you're not careful to protect yourself, to keep you away from something that you're afraid of, to hold back certain things, we're going to look at why people lie. You, in your old nature, your former conversation, and guess what? You have to put on the new man, because you know what you are? If you're saved, are you saved this morning? Then you're double-minded. You're either going to feed the Spirit of God in your life, or you're going to feed the flesh and the devil. There's only two ways with that. It's not that I'm kind of good, because the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. There's none that understandeth, there's none that seeketh after God. So I want you to know with this, we're supposed to be truth tellers. The devil, in John chapter 8, for the sake of time, we won't turn there, is called a liar, and the father of it. So you know what God does? God identifies falsehood with the devil. Who are we identified with? We gave our sons, we went to AJ, we gave him a plaque, and it says, Aaron James Legault. It says, you were given that name by your father, and he endeavored to give it to you with integrity. You need to honor your name. Who are you known by? You know, the world does stupid things with it, don't they? You ever heard them go, who's your daddy? Right? Sugar daddy, whatever thing you want. You're identified by your last name. Had a woman one tell me, I don't want to take my husband's name. I'm not taking a man's name. I've got my own name. And I says, do you? What's your father's last name? And she goes, my last name. So it wasn't yours, it was your father's. So you're identified by your father's name until you get identified by your husband's name. I'm not complicating something, am I? I feel bad for Judy. She used to, you know, she had name Vickery. She had a good English name, all right? Her mother's maiden name was Spalding. My name is Lego. So she's been called Judy Let Go. At one point, she's called Judy Legos. You know, we don't build little plastic things. You know what I'm saying with this? I can remember playing basketball, and I was in the Rochester Democrat and Democrat and Chronicle for the sectionals. This is how old I am, but I can still remember it. I talked with Brother Grady yesterday, and he never heard before, believe it or not. I told him that I'm a kook. And he goes, "You are different." And I said, "I'm a keeper of odd knowledge." And he goes, I like that. I might use that. I'm a keeper of odd knowledge, okay? So I'm a kook, but I've been called Brain Logos in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. Had a college coach want to find out at our school where they got a foreign player from. Because my name's Bryant Legault, but that's not how it got put in the paper. Well, Judy's got that name. She's got her husband's name. And before that, she had what? So who does she represent? You know why I say that? You claim to be a child of God. You are born into God the Father's family, so you are called a born-again Christian. You know, they don't like that. Sometimes today people say, "Well, I'm a believer." Well, Satan and the devils believed also. They just didn't submit to it. I'm identifying with the disciples were first called Christians, their identity with their spouse, the bridegroom, bride, at Antioch. They were followers of Christ. You've taken that name. What does it represent in your life? Okay? So when you make lying your habit, you're not representing your Heavenly Father. You're not representing your Savior. And the Word tells us that ought not to be that way. The problem is we struggle with our old life back and forth. Okay? And this is what I want you to see. There's many reasons why people lie. Are you ready? Turn to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. This is the father of faith. Are you ready for that? Abraham. Many sons had Father Abraham. Father Abraham had many sons. Kids learn the song. Abraham, right? Our faith is supposed to be as good as his. Verse 11. And it came to pass, when he, that was Abraham, was come near to enter into Egypt, he said unto Sarai, his wife, "Behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon." And you know what he just said? "I married above my head. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, they shall say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, and they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake." It may be well with me for you. Huh? "And my soul shall live because of thee." Two shall become one, huh? He lied about his wife, and he was motivated because he was what? Afraid. You know why kids tell you they didn't do it when you watch them do it? Because they are afraid of what is going to happen. In this, Judy and I have to pray about it and put things in the right place all the time now. The world thinks the worst thing that can happen to you is to die. You know what Judy says to me? "Don't threaten me with heaven." You understand what I'm saying? Is she in a rush to go there? No. The Apostle Paul became almost a suicidal maniac. He put his life in so many dangerous situations because he's saying to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. "I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions." Right? "I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you." In the presence of the one who loves her the most. He was afraid. Go to Luke 22. See, Abraham was afraid they were going to kill him. Right? Luke 22. Let me see. Luke 22. Reasons why people lie. They lie because of fear. Abraham was afraid they were going to kill him and take his wife. You know, some of that too is then he couldn't protect her either. Because she wasn't going to be Pharaoh's wife. She was going to be one of Pharaoh's concubines. Kept in a place until he says, your turn. That's what that was. So it wasn't just that he was afraid of those who had greater power than him. Men, you know, if you love your wife, you want to make sure that she's safe. Women sense love through security. If you can't provide that emotional security, they don't feel safe in that. Okay? So he was afraid of that. Now, here we got Peter in Luke 22, look at verse 55. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. And Peter's got three denials here, doesn't he? But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, earnestly looked upon him, and said, this man also was with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know not him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And at about the space of 1 hour after another, confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. See, he had a different accent from Galilee than they had in Jerusalem. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. Immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how that he said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. What did Peter do? Peter lied because of the fear of man. He lied because of the fear of association. In the world, he who is in power establishes safe associations. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. He sullied and dirtied himself so he could be identified with me. I need to be willing, if it's going to cause me issues in the world, to be identified with him. So you lie about your identifications. Okay? I've learned things about my family that I shouldn't have learned. And I said, that's my family. Yep. I always love it. Judy's grandfather on her mother's side. I think Judy said, I've already told you this, because I'm old and I tell stories over again, right? I'm not drooling on myself much yet, okay? But it's that one of those issues, and AJ was writing a paper and he had to do a family tree. He was supposed to do a family tree, and he goes, Dad, our tree doesn't have any limbs. If you don't understand that, Karen knows. Just ask her about that. All right, but he turned around. He went to Grandpa Spaulding, who didn't get saved until he was, I don't know if it was 78 or 80. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember how old he lived. Okay, it was after his wife had died. Okay, and Grandpa Spaulding and AJ went to him and said, Grandpa, can you tell me anything about our family history? He says, sure I can. Got to remember, Judy's grandfather was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. They used to be big in Minetto. Between us. You don't believe me? They had turtle bakes and cross burnings. right in upstate New York. You can study the history. Well, he turns around and AJ asked him, he says, can you tell me anything about your family history? And he says, yeah, they were all a bunch of horse thieves and they hung them all. And he says, I can't write that down. He goes, what you see is what you get. You know what you have in Jesus Christ? You have a new identity and a responsibility to reach back to those who were part of your old life to let them know about your new identity. Not that you're better than them, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but you are different than them. And you identify with a new relationship. So he was afraid of man. Proverbs 29 and verse 25. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and having done all to withstand. Why do people lie? It's caused by fear. Proverbs 29 and verse 25. Read it with me, okay? I won't make you stand up. My back is bugging me today, so I'm not going to stand up. I'm sitting on a stool. I know, it's funny. Sitting on a stool, I'm still taller than some of you women. Proverbs 29 and verse 25. Ready? Read it with me. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Shall be safe. Lying is caused by fear. Perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he... 1 John. I won't tell you the chapter. You want to know what it is? Go read it. Okay? So people lie because of fear. Look at Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26, look at verse 28. Why do people lie? A lying tongue hateth them that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. It's often caused by hatred. People tell lies about others to hurt them. I go pick on the men, or I go after the men more than I do the women. But you know who are the cruelest people with their mouths? Women. They tear down more. Can men be gossip? Yes. Most of the time we don't care enough. But women, because you're relating to something and you don't like something, or you're jealous about something about that person, or you think you know something and you don't know all the truth, and if you don't know the truth, shut your yap. That's when my father would say that. Dad would be, please be quiet about that. Gossip is a sin. It says, that means that's pay attention to this point. Getting into it. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it. When you tell lies about somebody else, you want to pull them down to make you better? Probably everybody in this room has had somebody do that to them at some time in their life. Try to bring you down, make you look worse so they feel better about it. The Bible says that's hatred. You can't serve God and mammon, right? Another scripture passage. Because you will either love the one and hate the other. Okay? So lying is caused by hatred. Why do you think the devil told lies to Eve? God so loved the world he gave. The devil so hates you, he will lie about God to you. Yea, hath God said? God knows if you eat of that tree, you're going to be just like me. more truth to that than what he wanted to admit. I told you, lies are mostly truth to get you accept it. And then she got tempted. But he lied to her about it. The devil's the father of lies. You know, in the 1980s, the head of the Bible Society in Nepal, okay, over a small country near India, sent out a letter to the churches claiming that the author of the material I'm using was burning Bibles. Because he didn't want that guy reaching people in his country. He wanted to force him out. There was a time when Hindus told Christians in India, they told them to hurt the cause of Christ by this. They told them that Christians have to be baptized naked in cow's blood. You're going to be a Christian. You got to be in your birthday suit in blood. Why? Hates it. They hate it. I had fun the other day, my wife and I. She had an appointment, a doctor's appointment in Syracuse. I went Thursday to the Commons. Keep praying for us. The door opened up. I got to visit four people on one floor, and then I sang with them, the whole group, about 80 people. They were doing a patriotic sing-a-song time. She's a grand old flag. God bless America. The theme songs from the different military branches. There's one theme song for the Marines that was one of the most evangelical, talking about being saved, born again, in the song about the Marines. Okay, and they sang the caissons, they sang everything, you know, the Army song, they sang the Air Force song. They were singing this, you know, and they sang the Star Spangled Banner. And you people already know, do I sing soft? No. So they're all looking at me, all right? I'm like, you know, half the people, well, I should say three quarters of the people, Mike will tell you, where they're in wheelchairs. Okay, and I got introduced to them as the star of their new basketball team. Because I'm one of the few people who can still walk and chew gum. And so they're getting, you know, we're meeting them there. And one lady, I went to encourage a believer in one room, and the lady in the bed next to her is listening, and she goes, you know, I got that too. And I said, you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? And she goes, yes, I do. And she says, but I heard you're a Baptist. Will you talk to Methodists too? And I said, if you want to talk about the Lord, I don't care what you are or who you are. I'll show you what God's Word says about something, and we can pray together, and I'll sing you a hymn. And she goes, deal. So, people afraid. You know that way. Do you know that in New York State, because people were afraid of the influence of Baptists in New York State early on in the founding of this state, that there's laws against Baptists and Baptist churches that are not against the other churches? Do they enforce them? No. Are they on the books? Just waiting for the right hokel. We've had governors who said, you know what the problem in New York State is? It's those fundamental Bible-believing Christians who judge everybody and don't want to get along. You know why? They hate who you are identified with. So people lie because of fear. Lying is caused by hatred. Go to Proverbs 20. You know how many times I tell people, you want to get smarter, you want to have wisdom in your Christian walk, you need to read the book of Proverbs and then put yourself in the verses, okay? Until it becomes application, it means nothing. You can know scripture verses, and until you apply them to your life, it will not change you. You can have it in your head, but it's got to be in your Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Okay. Proverbs 20, look at verse 14. It is not, saith the buyer, but when he is gone away, then he... he wants to get something from you for less. He wants to take advantage of you. You got it, he wants it. He wants it for less than what you're willing to give it for. trading, bartering, buying and selling, that's the American economy, right? People will lie because they have covetousness. Look at 21, Proverbs 21, look at verse 6. The getting of treasures by a what? Lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro among them that seek death. Lying is caused by covetousness. You covet what someone else has. So you're going to manipulate things so it can become yours. It ought not to be. Men lie about women. Women lie about men. Teenagers lie about other teenagers because they want what the other teenager has. Little kids will lie. All you got to do is work in the nursery to find out that all men are liars. See, you don't have to use words to be a liar, do you? One child's playing quietly with a toy, another one sees that, and out of covetousness, they want it. So they knock the other little kid down, take it, and go, mine. What'd they do? They lied. You don't have to teach your children to lie. They come by it. Jesus said to those who weren't saved, ye are of your father the devil. You're going to act like him. Train up a child in the way he should go. Proverbs 22:6. And when he is old, he'll not depart from it. Okay? Boy, it's a long road on that way, isn't it? I always say, don't hammer too much. Hold them to the line, realizing foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from them. I don't believe in spanking my child. Okay, you know more than God. People who spend more time trying to provide things for their children than spending time with their children raise brats who think they're owed and are deserving of something because it's always given to them. And they haven't learned the communication. I'm telling you right now, different stages in a person's life, the dad is just as every bit as important as the mom. Different stages. I felt so, I was so alone. I felt like AJ didn't love me. He was taking advantage of all of Judy's time. I felt like Judy had a new favorite because she spent all her time with him. And I said, you have the baby. What do I have? I don't even have you anymore. You're always busy with the baby. Me. So I got a dog. She scrimped up money and bought me my first dog that was truly mine. And he was a Chesapeake Bay Retriever. Boy, he loved to hunt. Boy, he was territorial. I'm telling you right. My son has a, what's the polite name for a pit bull? A Staffordshire Terrier, maybe? I can't think what it is. The dog's a big baby. Woof! Go back. Nala barks at him. When he's not giving her loving eyes, dogs are nuts, okay, he's fearful. All right? My Chessie, he tore up a $10,000 National Award-winning boxer who walked by AJ too close when he was a baby on a blanket over in Fairhaven. And my dog tore him up, chased him down into the dock where the owners of the boxer was, knocked the dog in the water and jumped on top of him in the water. I had to run into the water and grab my dog by the collar. He was a year old. AJ was not quite a year. he ripped that boxer. And I'm going, oh, no. I'm just beginning to get all my bills paid. I'm just got to the place we're looking, we're buying a house. We're trying to do this stuff. And the owner of that boxer looks at me and he goes, that's a Chesapeake Bay Retriever. And I go, yes, sir, and I'm so sorry, because the mother of the dog, you know, because that's their baby, okay, she's crying and shrieking, and he's looking, he goes, that's a Chesapeake. And I said, yeah, it is, and I'm so sorry. And he's going, that was worth the price of admission. I heard pound for pound, they're one of the toughest dogs there ever was. And I'm going, thank you, Jesus. Because I didn't know what I was going to say to him. Hadn't been saved a long time. I'm going, you know what I'm going to do? Going to be sued? I was afraid. Do you know what it's saying? I'm saying to you with this? You don't know what you got with appearance, because Chessies look about like they can be really sweet. AJ learned to walk hanging on to Joshua's hair and collar. At 10 months old, AJ was walking and running, hanging on to the dog. Oh, they were loving to watch. So you can't go by appearances. You have to go by actions. Because the Lord looketh on the heart, but man looketh upon the... So you know what people see with you? They can't know your heart. If they did, maybe they'd be more forgiving or something like that. Maybe they'd be more angry. But they're going to see how you act. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established. So lying is caused by fear. Lying is caused by hatred. Lying is caused by covetousness. You know what the next reason I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you four. Turn to Acts 5. The book of Acts, chapter 5. You ready? And the end of Acts 4, you see the believers at Jerusalem having sold, they brought the money and laid it at the feet of the apostles, okay? Everybody was doing great power. In verse 33, gave the apostles witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of those things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. You know what they're saying? We need, we've had it for ourselves, now we need it for all of the believers. And distribution was made to every man according to his had need. You know what communism stole the idea from? You know what communism did? They took God out of it. God didn't tell them to sell it anyways. I'm not telling you to sell your land and give it to the church. You know, there's places, there's churches that say, you do this and give it to me. No. He that provideth not for his own is denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Okay? And Joseph, who was by the apostles, surname was Barnabas, which being interpreted son of consolation, Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and they kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy. In other words, they both knew it, and they planned to do it. I just made a poem. They both knew it, and they planned to do it. And kept back part of the price. And Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie unto the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto... The truth of the matter is, I don't care what the sin is, all sin's against him. You think it's against someone else, it's against the one who saved you. You still with me? Sometimes it's inconvenient in this world to speak the truth. They pretended to be more spiritual than what they were. And they were trying to hide their own selfishness. You know what that was? Sometimes lying is caused by selfishness and then by pride. You want them to think better than what you really are, and only the truth makes free. The reason I say this is because lying destroys the believer's spiritual armor and allows the devil to have an inroad into their life. If I can take out your loins, I can take you out of the battle. Having your loins girt about with truth. Do you know that the closest thing to a brain cell in the fetus is developing is an intestinal cell? Did you know that? You ever hear somebody say they had a gut? Or I just know it in my gut. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? We ought not to lie. Think about it before you do it and realize that it's against God. And sometimes you're showing somebody that you hate them with your lie. Sometimes you're showing that you're not trusting God. Psalm 118 and verse 8, the center verse of your King James Bible, not the other ones, not the New King James because they've taken verses out, not the NIV, not the New ASV, not the ASV, not the RSV, not the New SRV, not the Jerusalem, not the blah, 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 okay? I don't care which one it is. Psalm 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. The very two center words of your 1611 King James Bible are the Lord. And it's better to trust in him, put confidence in man. So don't lie because you're afraid. Put the situation in God's hands and tell the truth. Tell it with love, but tell the truth. Realize covetousness is a sin. It's one of the Ten Commandments, right? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. Sometimes it's selfishness and pride. Pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before the fall. The devil wants to take you out. Every lady who's ever thought about having to protect herself knows if you have to and you need to get away, there's a place that men don't like being hit. Yes? You take out the loins, they're not going to be able to continue in the battle. The devil wants to take out your loins. So God says, protect yourself. Protect those that you're supposed to be protecting. Protect your testimony. Protect your home. Protect your church. Protect your wife. Protect your husband. Protect your children. Protect your parents. With what? The truth. And all God's people said, take a break.